This is Driven by Purpose, a show about finding your purpose, building fulfilling careers, and helping people with disabilities live better lives. Hosted by three men who've lived it and are here to help you do the same. Special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Clean Logic, a leading bath and skincare company and a true pioneer in creating inclusive workplaces and increasing employment opportunities for people with disabilities.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Driven by Purpose. My name is Evan Rosenblum, along with the co-founders of Clean Logic, Isaac Shapiro.
What's up, Evan? Good to see you again.
And Mike Gesser.
Hey, Evan.
Guys, I'm fired up. I know we just dropped an episode. I was talking to Micah Anderson, the father of Carson, who was a part of a really viral moment last week. He was at the Offset concert, and Offset saw Carson, who is in a wheelchair and has cerebral palsy, and saw him rocking out at the Offset concert at Summerfest in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, pulled him on stage. They had an amazing moment. I got to talk to Micah about that whole experience. It was amazing. It was an incredible conversation for so many reasons. But one of the things I want to talk about today, and I feel like this doesn't happen enough, and I'm so excited that we have a platform to be able to do this, but when a big organization or a big superstar or a big group does things right, I love being able to say, great job, because everybody, you know, a lot of times people only hear feedback when it's negative, when they don't do a good job. When you go to a restaurant that doesn't have a ramp and you're trying to figure out how to get your kid in, or, you know, somebody screws up or does something wrong. I mean, look at Yelp, right? Oh, people mostly only go to Yelp when they complain about stuff, right? But when people get things right, especially when it has to do with people with disabilities, man, I just love being able to shout out and say, good for you guys. You guys are amazing. You did an incredible job. You made so many people's lives fantastic that day. And that's exactly what the people at Summerfest in Wisconsin did. Not only did they put together an amazing experience, an amazing concert with top tier, you know, talent like Offset from the Migos, one of the biggest rap superstars in the world. But when I was talking to Micah, he was telling us like the whole experience was just perfect, that they were able to, you know, everything was accessible. They didn't have to squeaky wheel gets the grease kind of stuff. None of that. Everything was just laid out for them so they could just go in and have a wonderful time. They were able to just enjoy themselves. And then when Offset saw them and brought them up on stage, even that moment where I've thought about this, it's like, okay, something nice is going to happen, but is it really going to happen? Because I know you want to bring them up on stage, but do you have all the resources to be able to get a person in a heavy wheelchair up onto a stage? And the answer was yes. And then not only that, but I want to give so much credit to Offset, because during our conversations, one of the things that Mike explained was, you know, we talked about this with our friend Brady, who runs Youth Cruise Diapers, that people sometimes talk to people with disabilities like their children or their babies, right? Like, oh, can I help them? That's not what happened at all here. Offset and his entire team couldn't have been better, more respectful, more appropriate. Not only during the concert, but then after the concert, and everything was just amazing. And I just feel like I'm so glad to have this opportunity to say great job to every single person involved in that experience. So happy that everybody had a great experience. Great conversation with Micah about Carson. We're going to have Carson on at some point down the road. But just an amazing conversation. I'm so glad and privileged to be able to have had that conversation.
So what do we know about Offset and his team? Are they in the disabilities community, or are they just really good people, or how did this all work out together, and how did they get it?
So you know? This all happened off the cuff. Yeah. I mean, Offset was able to, you can see in the video, like Offset is performing and he turns and he sees Carson just dancing his face off. And he just looked and he said, I want that guy on stage. Just that was it. It was just like, you are a fan who's having a blast and I want you to be on stage. And so he turned to his person, Offset did, and said, get that guy on stage. And that's what happened. I mean, from what I was told by Mike, it's not like they explained like, oh, I have a connection to the, you know, the community or anything like that. It was just like, you look like you were having a blast at my show and I wanted to elevate your experience. That was it. That's what's so cool about it.
That's all
right.
Yeah. And I think what's really cool, you know, just as we think about what we've done, and, you know, I really think it's not just about, you know, our personal stories and how purpose, you know, gets us up every day to fight those battles and do the things that you know, are unthinkable. But I think what I'm really excited about and what I'm already seeing early on is how our show and what we're seeing is that awareness around disabilities is becoming mainstream. And so, Evan, where do you see, just like with Offset and continuing to see, you know, pop culture bringing this awareness out there? Because we see how more and more awareness is coming out there. More people are talking about it. And I'm just excited to see our impact already.
No, I love it. I think that it's going in a great direction. I think that the more we have these conversations and the more we talk about this stuff, the more it normalizes it. And that's ultimately the goal, right? We don't want it to be so fringe that if somebody sees somebody in the wheelchair, they go like, oh my God, I don't know how to accommodate this person. I don't know what to do. We want to make it so it's more normalized, so that it's just a part of regular society, that when you, if you're planning an event or whatever it is in your job, that you're just, that's something that you think about naturally. It's not just like, oh, we're only here to cater to one set of people, and that's, you know, people who walk, talk, and do things typically. No, there are different people who, you know, have different needs and stuff like that. And when you start thinking that way, I'm like, oh, okay, we're going to have this event. We got to make sure that it's accessible for all people, blah, 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 all this stuff. It just makes life so much better for everyone. And what I love about this moment with Micah and Carson and Offset is that it took off and it became a viral moment. And you know why it became a viral moment? Because people want to see people happy. That's what that was. It was, you saw Carson's face and you saw how happy he was and you saw how much of a good time he was having. And then you saw Offset take that and elevate it to another level. And just when you watch it, you just can't help but smile and feel good. And that's a great thing. And I feel like more companies, more mainstream companies and businesses and people are kind of realizing that. And it's just kind of just giant awakening that it's like, yes, we want to do good things. We want to help people. We want people to be happy. How can we contribute to that? And the more people that jump on that train, the better for society as a whole.
Well, I got to say, I think the situation here with Offset and Carson could have taken a very different turn, right? The venue itself had to be fully accessible in order to get Carson to where he needed to go as smoothly and seamlessly. And there's one thing I would say, talking about pop culture, is most, or at least the ones that I'm familiar with, and I'm very alert and aware about accessibility, a lot of live venues are very, very accessible. Like, they pay attention during construction, when they're refurbishing them, to add lots and lots of necessary accessibility to the situation. Carson could have been there and dancing and having a great time. Offset could have seen him and said, hey, come on up. But it could have been very difficult, right? And there could have been an injury. Like, to get there could have taken a long time, but the venue itself had to be set up to facilitate that type of, that type of situation to occur. And I need to give a shout out to,
that's what I'm saying.
I want to say Live Nation, right? I don't know if this was a Live Nation event or an AEG event, but I know accessibility is a huge part of what they do. They can't put on the types of events that they do without having that in mind. So, you know, hats off to them for being able to facilitate that moment between Offset and Carson. You know what I mean?
And if you're a business owner and you're watching this right now, right, coming from three people who are in, you know, who are connected very closely to the special needs community, to the disability community, look how what an impression that this event is having on us, right? Like, I will sing Summerfest's praises and Offset's praises forever and ever and ever now, because they did something that affects my community in such a positive way. And if you're a business owner, or not even just a person, like, can't you see the benefits of something like this? Like, that's just something that comes and goes. Like, I'm all in on this now.
Well, let me get you guys even talking more, because now we're talking pop culture. We had business. We talked about our personal lives. I mean, I'm just really excited about what we have on episode 100 as we get there. But I think what I would like to hear from you guys is, what was the exciting things that you see that we're already bringing to the show and our audience and really doing this? Because like I said, we've got, you know, all this pop culture, we got business. I'd love to hear just what you guys are really, you know, excited about and for our future.
Sure. Oh, I love hearing all these stories about how people, you know, that have gone on to start companies like Brady starting the diaper company, or other people that we've talked to that we're going to have on the show about how they've, started a business and grew it. I love that. I think it's so inspiring that you know, you something touches you, and it's not something that just comes and goes. It's something that really touches you and stays with you to the point where it fuels you to start a company to help people. I think that's such an honorable and amazing thing, especially because, and you guys can speak to this more, but like, I feel like most people who start businesses, they're not always successful at the beginning, right? It's hard. And, you know, there's failure, and sometimes failure again and again and again and again. And for you to kind of stay the course and see the light at the end of the tunnel, and not only for you as a financial win, but the way that it can actually impact and help people's lives, and that stays with you. It's so inspiring to me to hear stories like that.
See,
what about you, Mike?
I agree with what Evan said, but I think for me, what I notice a lot is like, there's so much simplicity behind accessibility. Again, I'm going to go with the fact that it's not that difficult. And the amount of good that can come out of doing, you know, different things that create accessibility for people who otherwise wouldn't have an opportunity to do things. For me, that's what's the magic. And so the more that we can let people know, you know, the simplicity behind it, how to do your business like that, how to go to an event like that, or how to look for an event that provides accessibility to make people happy, to be able to provide those moments for an Offset Carson type deal. Like, that's the win for me, because the more people hear this, the more people are going to do one here, one here, one here, one here. And that's how we accomplish the goal.
Yeah. And I think what I'm excited about is just to inspire more purpose. I think just, Evan, your story, I mean, Brady's story was just so powerful. How much fun was his show, and how much we connected with him. And, you know, what is that moment when you have purpose that you're going to take the leap of faith? And it brought back, you know, it's been a while for myself and Mike and when we had to do this, but I think that's what's exciting about this show, is that we're going to be able to see more people find their purpose, because it's just, how do you do that? And people dig deep for that.
That's also the thing, like when we, with Clean Logic, right? So I look at it as two ways, right? We are making our business accessible for anybody, whether you're disabled or whether you're not disabled. So you can come and work at our place, and we're going to figure out how to make everything as accessible and level the playing field. But then on the other side of that, we have this story that we're able to tell to our customers, right? And the people that are buying our products and using our products and becoming familiar with the brand, that's a whole other message of accessibility. And you're awakening an entirely new audience that maybe hasn't had exposure to that in the past. Here's a company that's you're buying products from, and they're doing X, Y, and Z for everybody, right? And that's just going to create the word. And then there's other people that they know that own businesses or buying from other companies that can, it's how do you get it viral? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's right. And you know, I question for you guys about that, talking about Clean Logic. Like, since we've started the show, I'm curious, you know, when you guys go back to the office and, you know, I go back to my stupid house here, what happens with you guys when you guys start talking about the lessons that you've learned from this show and how you guys then integrate it back into your company? Have there been any conversations since we've started the show about, okay, that's a really interesting point, maybe we should do this? How do you continue to evolve your business?
Yeah, I could say one thing for me is when we started having the conversation around, you know, culture and millennials, like, now we're putting it out in the world and we have to continue to live that. And, you know, I thought a lot about that over the weekend, you know, being with my family and like how my life earlier was drive, 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 results, results, got to hit that number, to like, now I have kids, I want to be present. How do I balance between being successful? How does that translate to our employees, that work-life balance? Like, that was a big piece for me to actually admit that, because I forgot how driving it was. And even how, in some cases, Mike and I didn't understand why he didn't do work on the plane and he had to take care of his kids. And how I got to do that. You know, now I love working on the plane. And now when I'm with my kids, those days are over. So I think just that component from me being a better leader and putting it out in the world. And now it's like, we're able to talk to our employees about that and, you know, be able to live that as well.
And I think for me, like, I'm in the office all the time and there's never not a conversation about accessibility and other things that we could do. But I think being part of this show and talking to people like Brady, and it's getting more exposure to a broader audience of people with disabilities or families of people with disabilities. And it's kind of opening up the door to learn more so that we can understand and implement it more into our business. Just to continue, because I want to build best in class, right? I want to have our business be the model that anybody else who wants to follow it can. So yep. This is great for me. I love learning, and I'm getting a ton of you know, great pieces of information that I can use to better our company and ultimately achieve our goals.
Awesome. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's next, not only for the show, but for Clean Logic. So we'll be right back on Driven by Purpose. Welcome back to Driven by Purpose. My name is Evan Rosenblum, along with the co-founders of Clean Logic and the Inspiration Foundation. Clean Logic, obviously a premier skincare company, created about 25 years ago, Isaac?
Yeah, we're going on, we'll go say 25 now. We're 2005 is when we started the idea, so we're getting close to it.
Yeah, and Mike, you have been partners with Isaac from the very beginning. You guys have grown together as business partners. You guys have been through a lot. I mean, when this thing was started, you know, Isaac, one of the inspirations behind this company is his mom, who's been blind since she was age 7. We had the honor and privilege of having her as a guest earlier on this show. An amazing story, and the way that she touched your life and inspired you to not only become an entrepreneur, but somebody who is really focused on really contributing to the community, the people with disabilities, the way that you guys have made the conscious decision to put Braille on your packaging while continuing to grow your company into an international multi-million dollar business. It's really inspiring because you never lost a connection with your purpose of what this company, the point of the company is, not only to make quality products and to be successful and make, you know, all that side, which is obviously very important in business, but also the purpose behind your company is such an important thing that we focused on it. And Mike, years after you guys started the company, you had a child with disabilities, and it kind of changed you. It did change you. It changed your life
for sure.
And your focus. and you know, it ultimately led to you guys creating the Inspiration Foundation, which is something amazing, which is an initiative to increase employment for people with disabilities by at least 10%. And you guys, it's not just something you say, it's something you guys do, something that you guys have already implemented with your company and your workforce. And I think that's such an inspiring thing. And Mike, I'd love to hear about where that program is now and where it's headed in the future here.
Let me go back a little bit, right? When we first started the Inspiration Foundation and integrated it into Clean Logic very early, we were doing technology awards, adaptive technology awards, and we were doing that for a very long time, and it was always part of what we did. And I think it was really, it took us a while to get to how are we going to really use our ability, our platform as a force for good. And not saying that what we were doing in the past wasn't, because it was great. We were doing a lot of things to help out. But I think I'd say, and Isaac, correct me if I'm wrong, I'd say when we first met with Hank and formulated it, that's when we were able to really like create this program, creating jobs, still doing adaptive technology awards, but I feel like our business transformed. It was probably around 2021, 2022, when we first started working with Overbook School for the Blind, and we started teaching skills, and we started outfitting our office, making our office accessible. And once we started to do this with the team, it started to click, and it became, you know, not easy, but it was one thing after the other, and everybody got it and everybody understood, and it created unity among our team. We wanted to do this.
That's
and
so
do it
cool,
as
man.
Good as we possibly could. And it became, I mean, to me, it was always magnificent that we're doing this, but you could see that it became fun, right? For the team. For example, like when we would have people come to our office and see what we're doing, There's a gentleman that runs our warehouse. His name is Rich, and he's like an ambassador for our company. He is so good at showing people what we do, how we do it, introducing our guests to our team members, and they love being a part of it. And it's so cool to see. And every time I see that, I'm just like, if it can happen here, it can happen anywhere, right? Because Rich has no connection to people with disabilities. He's just part of our team. And our purpose has given him purpose. And you can see not just with him, but with so many other people within our company. And so, you know, with Inspiration's goal of increasing employment by 10%, like I see it really as a possibility. The more companies we talk to, the more people that can see what we're doing, you have tons of big companies out there that could easily start doing things that we do on a small scale that equals thousands and thousands and thousands of employees, thousands of people that ultimately add up to hopefully millions of jobs. Do you know what I mean? So absolutely. For us, it's about continuing to do this and talking to more and then spreading the word. I want to show everybody what we do.
I think what's important just to add to this is, you know, it started with trying to solve a business problem. I would try to get a solution for container, geopolitical environment. You know, we knew that if we're going to bring jobs back here, it had to be sustainable. We can't just bring a workforce, hire them, and then go back to China or wherever we find is the cheapest place. It was about building a strong supply chain resiliency. And I think that's what's amazing. And what we started with is the purpose, but it was to solve a problem. And I think what I've seen, because there's many companies doing what we're doing. Almost every retailer in the United States is doing this, but they're not talking about it. I think what we're finding is there actually is a lot of people doing this. We all need to come together, share what we're doing, and be able to show the US and the world that, especially with the challenges with labor shortages, geopolitics, this is an untapped workforce that's going to help you create a loyal, strong culture. And where I see, especially in the supply chain world that have implemented this, their turnover rates are less than 1%. That's unbelievable. You can't even get that in there. So that's what I think has been exciting is we started this as a for-profit and we're helping for-profit people see this as an opportunity, as a business solution. And it's not just the feel-good story or you're helping people. This is something that we all talk about in the business world, culture.
Yeah.
And this is a solution.
But also, you're forgetting the biggest thing, the seal. When you're talking about uniting everybody underneath the Inspiration seal, which is a part of the Inspiration Foundation, which is an initiative that you guys started, Isaac and Mike. It's amazing, the concept of it, right? It's like on packaging. You want to have a seal so that consumers know that the company that made the product that you're looking at has a workforce that's comprised of a certain amount of people that have disabilities. Is it 10%? Is that what you're looking for right now?
6 million jobs. And I think that's part of what inspired this podcast is to build that community, to build consumerism. The people that, you know, are interested in what we're talking about are interested in the companies that are doing what
that's
we're
right.
doing. So, but I think what's also been exciting about the seal is it's not just about communicating to consumers that this company hires people with disabilities. It's actually what I learned from other agencies and government feedback is this is seal communicates to people with disabilities that this company is friendly to hiring people with disabilities.
That's right.
Remember the story my mom told about, you know, her being turned away. That's still happening today. We've heard the stories from Overworked School for the Blind and what we're doing in the community is coming behind us because they've all in some way faced some type of discrimination. Yeah. So we're doing.
Your mom's story, just to remind people who may have forgotten, your mom, who's been blind since the age of 7, was interviewing for a job and was in the lobby and she was the last candidate. And the boss who was doing the hiring had called the secretary and said, "Hey, how many people are left?" And the secretary said, "There's one, but she's blind." And thinking for some reason that she couldn't hear, they said, "Oh, well, just tell her the position's already been filled." And your mom was like, I'm right here. I can hear everything you're saying. Thanks a lot. I don't want to be here anyway." And then went on to work on projects for the, you know, spaceships and rockets and doing way better stuff, bigger stuff anyway. But the point is that kind of discrimination existed at the time and almost
probably
certainly exists now. And as we talked about with, you know, the beginning of the show with Offset and the concert and all that stuff, if I find out as a consumer that a company is treating people in my community the right way and doing the right things, I will go out of my way to support that company. And seeing a seal on a product that says, "Hey, we not only is this product made by, you know, workforce comprised of people with disabilities, but we, you know, we hire and we're proud of it and all that stuff. Great. Take my money. Here you go. I'm going to continue to support you because you are doing a good thing for my community. And I want to continue to support that. I want you guys to keep doing those things.
One thing I'd like to add about, you know, what we're trying to do within our organization today around this seal, because, you know, a lot of what you see in the disability community, especially when you hear about these lighthouses where, you know, they're nonprofits that hire more than 75% individuals with disabilities and they do contracts for the government. What we want to see is the for-profit side being able to do the same work without having to hit certain benchmarks. But what we want to do, it's not just about production, it's about upper mobility. I mean, there's so many companies we've met. There's an organization in Philadelphia who is a tech company that hires individuals with disabilities, and they have an offset or a company where they're helping autistic individuals or people on the spectrum get jobs in tech. And they're working with Dell and Microsoft because people on the spectrum work really well in tech. So it's not just in production. It's jobs throughout the organization that we really want to promote. And that's what we're now working on. We started with production, and we're now trying to see how we can fully integrate throughout different departments.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting point. And look, I'm very close with several families who have kids with autism and all the entire gamut. Some have very minor autism and some are severe. And let me tell you something. Autism, I understand that it can be debilitating and it makes life difficult for some people, but also, like, there's a superpower there. Some of these kids that I meet are absolutely brilliant, like brilliant and creative, and just, they're so talented. And the idea that somebody might shy away from hiring somebody like that because of a diagnosis, it's not only heartbreaking on a personal level, but it's also stupid, because these people can truly be such a benefit and help your company in such a way that probably you can't even comprehend and fathom. What you guys are doing to what we talked about at the beginning of the show, to normalize hiring people with disabilities, I love this. I love the mission.
This is what you see from Clean Logic, and this is the purpose of Inspiration Foundation, is so that nobody has to pass up a great talent because they don't understand how to work with them.
Right.
That's how we solve the issue.
Yeah, I love it. Guys, I mean this. It is truly an honor and a privilege to be a part of the show. I love what we've done and I love where we're headed, and it means a lot to be a part of this. I've always kind of dreamed of being able to do my part and use whatever platform I have to kind of help push this message forward. I think it's a noble mission. I'm so honored to be a part of it. And I'm so excited for what we have in the future. We have so many amazing guests lined up to talk about their journeys, to talk about, just to kind of normalize this conversation too. I can't tell you how many people have reached out to me and said, I'm just so glad that we have a place to come and have these conversations, because I didn't know where to have these conversations before. And now we can talk about it here. We're creating this community. We're so glad and grateful that you, our listeners or viewers, are becoming a part of it. Thank you. And we're going to continue to do our best to deliver for you. Thank you so much. And we will see you next time here on Driven by Purpose.